And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. It's time to put away the dog.
Put away the dog?
Lock up the children.
Tuck them in safely into their beds.
Make sure that they're in a room away from this show because, Mom and Dad, we're talking to you today. We're going to give you ideas and tips and tricks on how to deal with the internet and safely surfing in your own home and, more importantly, how to arm your children with the information that they need. And probably the information that you need to be successful in your attempts to try to navigate through this electronic age that we all live in. If you were not able to see the Dateline NBC third special on To Catch a Predator last weekend, you can still see it on their website. And I highly recommend if you are a parent and you're not really up to speed and you think, oh, Johnny and Judy are just fine, they're good kids.
Johnny and Judy?
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, what could possibly happen up in their bedroom with the door closed and them being on the internet? They're fine.
They're just chatting with friends. It's no different than being in school.
Yous might want to look at the Dateline NBC website.
We've got a link to take you right to the stuff, including all kinds of other resources as well. And you can go straight to our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you can look down under where it says resources. You'll find a link there to the
To Catch a Predator 3.
It says To Catch a Predator
I.
Because we can't spell 3.
Arr.
And then it says Dateline NBC, but you click that, it'll take you right to it. You can check that out. But of course, don't do it during the show. Wait for, you know, a break or after the show.
They're multitaskers.
Could be.
They can be.
The theme of the show, the topic of the day, protecting kids from internet predators. And let me give you a quick rundown of how you can jump in here, get involved, talk. Tell us whatever it is you want to do. It's 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR is the phone number if you're inside the Phoenix area. If you're outside the Phoenix area, it's 1-800-564-5827. Or, of course, through the website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Look for the links on the right to ask a question or make a suggestion. You can do those things, and they'll come to us. We do read all of them. We try to reply to most of them, and we talk about a few of them right here on the air.
And that's how that works. So, obviously, if you are a parent that has had an experience that you'd like to share with other parents so that you can kind of maybe shock them into taking some action beforehand, or you just want to share, or if you have if you're a parent that just, you know, my kids know more than I, what do I do? I'm not sure what to do. Ask the question either on the air or through email. We want to try to educate folks with as much information today when it comes to controlling this wonderful tool that can also have a bit of a dark side to it if you're not careful, and burying your head in the sand, which is what we see a lot of parents doing in our stores, not a good idea.
We've got information posted right now. We're going to talk about later on in the show things about the dangers of instant messaging, how to monitor your child's computer use, what is myspace.com. You might have heard of this. If you haven't heard of it, you need to make sure you have. And the best place to get that information is going to be today right here on the show. So stick around for that. We've got all kinds of resources again posted. Datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You can see those things there. Click away. And we'll be talking about those things kind of throughout the show. Of course, later on in the show, our Geek Speak of the Week. And other good information. So make sure you stick around.
And I got a killer tip for you. A new tool that Google launched a while back that could be just a wonderful way for you to kind of monitor what's going on in your child's life as well without being totally intrusive. So stay tuned for that as well. It's the From Us to You. Now, Brandon's not quite there yet. I got a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old in the house. So I've, you know, this is not something new that I've just been dealing with. This is something that had to make some decisions years ago on how I wanted to approach this with my kids, and so we're more than happy to share that information with you, regardless of where your kids are at. If your kids are in the 3, 4, 5, 6 years of age range, great! We'll give you tips on how to get them started properly down the road, since their whole life is going to be kind of interlaced with the internet.
Yeah, my boy is 4, and he's already... I would never have imagined. He's actually, for about a year now, he's able to work the mouse. He can go to websites like Nick Jr. and do stuff. And he can click, and he knows how to drag and drop, and I'm just amazed. So there's already some things that I can see very quickly coming up for him.
Yeah, buddy. Gotta watch it.
Talk about those things. It's the Computer Corner. Lots of show to go. 602-277-5827. We'll be back right after this short break.